Please let's open to Luke chapter 8 and let's bow our heads in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we say thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that this is another day of fellowship with you, Lord. Thank you. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are. We are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And we thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you as you guide us through your word. Thank you, King of Kings, as you help us to fellowship with your person and with our Father in heaven. And seated at the right hand side of our Father is our everlasting Father. Lord, we thank you for the glorious fellowship today. Thank you that we, your kingdom, we are fellowshipping. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to look at the topic, God is the kingdom. God is the kingdom. And everything we've been learning so far about the Holy Spirit, about the Word of God, everything the Lord wants us to understand the practicality of all these things so that it will be daily experiences, daily reality in our lives as we fellowship with him daily. And so we have to understand God is the kingdom of himself, really. If we are talking about the kingdom of God, we are talking about God. God is the kingdom. And we are going to read Luke chapter 8. We are going to drop down to verse 11. We know that it is the parable of the sower. God was explaining to us his kingdom, the things of his kingdom. And we see that the seed and the kingdom of God, they are what? Inseparable. In fact, they are one and the same. Please let's read Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Please let's go. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. And we see that the sower, if the seed is the word of God, we're saying it that the sower is God himself. For God and his word are one and the same. God is the owner of his word. Let us see it in practical aspect. For example, each one of us, when we speak, we will recognize the voice speaking and we'll say, oh, that voice is sister so. This is her words. This is what she has said. That voice is brother so. That is, these are the words. This is what he has spoken. And it's the same thing too with God. God and his word are one and the same. God is the source of his very own words. God is the owner of his word. And so the sower sows the word, the seed. The seed is the word of God. So the sower there is God himself sowing his very own words, right from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. So we see a particular key. The word of God is peculiar or unique to God, is of God and is through God and is by God. We are speaking of the seed, which is the word of God. Let's open to John chapter 1 and let's see the word of God. So the seed is of God. God is the source, the author. God is the beginning and the ending of His word. God is the owner, the originator of His very own words. And so the word of God fills God Himself. So we see God and His word are one and the same. We see the kingdom, the seed, and the owner of the kingdom, who is the sower, sowing His word. So the same way you and I, we have our own voices. When I speak, you say, oh, that is so speaking. And you are able to identify my words with my very person. And I tell you, the words we speak comes from within us. And is the same thing, similar patterning it to God. But remember, God gave us the speech. He gave us the mouth and the lips, and of course the tongue and the type of tongue. But God is the source of His words. God is the source of Himself. Nobody gave God words. That's the difference. Nobody gave God words. God is the originator, the very source. He created the tongue. He gave sound to every being, including the birds of the air, everyone. And so you see a uniqueness with our God. Please let's read John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Please let's go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. See that? In the beginning was the Word. So God is the source of His own word. God created His own word, truth. The word of God is called truth. God is the source of His own word. God speaks truth always. And God is unique. Nobody taught God how to speak. You and I, as children, we were taught how to speak, isn't it? But God is the owner and the source of words, truth. And so God, we have seen it, the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning. The Word was with God in the beginning. Please, let's look at verse 14. So God is explaining to us the seed of His person. The seed of His person. God and His word are one and the same. The word God speaks is from Him. He's the source of everything. God and His word are one and the same. From within the glory or the Spirit of God are the very words of God which He speaks out. And we thank God that the words He had spoken concerning you and I, He caused those words to be written down for us so that we would know. From Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, we won't be running about helter-skelter. What has God said? For we have to know the uniqueness of the Word of God to God Himself. Only the Word of God will God do. Only the Word of God is of God. Only God speaks and it is done. And so we need the Word of God always. And so again, we see the uniqueness of the Word of God, which is the Word of the kingdom. The seed is the Word of God. And the sower is God Himself, sowing, speaking His word to the sons of men. And we give God all the glory that we have had, and we have come into the kingdom of God. Let's drop down to verse 14, John chapter 1, verse 14. Please, let's go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. See a key, the seed, the Word. Now, note one thing. And we beheld his glory. We beheld the glory of the Word. We beheld the glory of the Word. In other words, the Spirit of God, or the glory of God, or the fullness of God, with the Word on the inside. God and his Word are what? One and the same. So, the glory of God, God is the glory of himself, and his Word fills him. He is the source of his Word. You can see that glory is filled with what? Truth. Another name for the Word of God is what? Truth. So, the Word of God fills him. And he speaks every time. As he speaks, he flows forth himself. We have to understand these basic things. Please also write Revelation chapter 19. Please let's look at it from verse 11 to 13. We will see again the glory of God. The glory of God. The glory of God, named Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he's filled with all of truth. Every word of God fills him. So again, we see a key. God is the kingdom of himself. God is the word of himself. Nobody taught God how to speak. Every word of God fills God himself. God is the source. He fills himself with his word. He speaks forth himself to the sons of men. Please let's read Revelation chapter 19 from verse 11 to 13. Please let's go. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. God and his word are one and the same. So inside of God, inside the Spirit of God, is all the word of God. Every word of God fills God himself. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 10 and let's look at verse 13. You can see the sower sows the word. God is always speaking according as it is written unto you and I, sowing his word. God speaks always. And so we see the seed. The seed and the kingdom of God, or God and his word. God and his word are one and the same. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 13. Please let's go. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. Please let's stop there. You can see when he speaks, water flows. That's the sower. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak, they are what? They are spirit and life. When he speaks, rivers of living waters flow forth from him. The sower sows the word. When he speaks, he what? He brings forth living waters even as he speaks. He flows forth himself from within himself. And so again, we see God and his word. God and his word. From that glory is flowing the word of God from within the glory. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and we will see the same thing. And also chapter 2. Sorry, Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 1 from verse 25. The glory of God. You see, God is showing us in the scriptures things in the realm of himself, the realm of the spirit. God is spirit. He's showing us his glory as his glory speaks, his very words, his glory is filled with all his words. Nobody gave words to God. Nobody taught God how to speak. God is the source of his very own words. And so you can see the glory of God speaking. Let's take it from verse 25. That's Ezekiel chapter 1. Please, let's go. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads, when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downwards. I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it hath brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. So you see, Ezekiel saw a vision of the glory of God, the likeness. He did not see with his physical eyes. No one can see God with the physical eyes and live. So God opened the spirit man to the vision, to the spirit realm, and he saw the likeness in the spirit realm of the glory of God. And the glory of God spoke. And the glory of God is also called the Spirit of God. It is also called the Holy Spirit. And it is also called the Spirit of Truth. And so he spoke. Every word came from within the glory of God. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ in his days in the earthen vessel spoke. He says, the words that I speak, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. The glory, the Spirit of God dwelling in the earthen vessel that they saw in his days was speaking. Truth. Truth. Or the word of God. The sower sows the word. God is always speaking. Let's drop down to chapter 2. And is the glory now, the Spirit of God speaking to him. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. See a key. Hearing the word of God is so important. He heard. He inclined. And so as he heard, as God spake, he uttered speech, waters flow forth, flowing himself, pouring forth himself like a river into Ezekiel, and raised him up, even as he spoke, even as he heard him, all in the same moment. And so we see a key, the seed. The seed is preached. The seed is the word of God. Inside the seed is what? Is the glory filled with truth and grace. If you look at Genesis chapter 15, where we see the burning lamp, inside the lamp is what? Is the glory burning. And the burning lamp stands for our Lord Jesus, the word of God. Inside the word of God is life, isn't it? Oh, yes. And so we see that the word of God and God, they are one and the same. Let's open to 1 Timothy chapter 3. First Timothy chapter 3. And let's read verses 15 and 16 together. Please, let's go. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. See a great key. We've seen the sower sows the word. God's word comes from within himself. He speaks the word of himself. Now we are saying it that truth is what the sower is sowing, and truth is God. And then truth is preached. Truth is preached and believed on in the world. And truth is also what received up into glory. And truth was made manifest in the flesh. Oh yes. God and his word are one and the same. The word of God is called truth. And the glory of God that contains the word of God, the glory of God that speaks the word of God, is also called the spirit of truth. God and his word are one and the same. So you can see godliness or God is preached, spoken, and he utters himself. The seed is preached. The seed is God, for God and his word are one and the same. He speaks forth himself from within himself. And when we hear him, we partake of him. For as he speaks forth himself. He flows forth himself from within himself as he speaks. And so, what are we saying? Godliness is preached. Godliness is the seed. God and his word are one and the same. God speaks forth himself. He preaches himself. He utters himself from within himself like a river. The seed is preached. God preaches himself to you and I, for God and his word are one and the same. Let's open to John chapter 5, verse 39. And remember, God gave us himself and called himself that he gave to us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's also called the Word of God, for he sent his word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction, says the scriptures. And here we're seeing, as we search the scriptures, we're searching God himself. The seed, the word of God. God and his word are one and the same. The word of God is of God and is in God and comes from God. As he speaks, we receive all that God is. And so the word of God is very, very important. If we want anything of God, we have to hear what God has said concerning himself. For then we drink of him, for God and his word are one and the same. Please, let's read John chapter 5, verse 39. Please, let's go. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, And they are they which testify of me. Please, let's go again. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And so again, we see a great key. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, made us to understand that the word of God is also called the vision. The kingdom of God is the vision for you and I. And that kingdom is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The glory of God is the kingdom. Please, let's open to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And we will see the mystery, which is God's kingdom. And that kingdom is Christ. Christ in us, our hope of glory. Let's take it from verse 1 to 12 together. Please, let's go. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. You can see verse 4 says, whereby when you read, you may what? Understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And then goes on to say in verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And then verse 9 says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. See a key, the mystery, and then everything is hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. And we know the scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. Now, look at verse 11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please, let's open to Colossians chapter 1. And so we see everything, all things of God is purposed in Christ. And we know he gave us Christ. He gave us his glory. Everything is purposed in his glory. The mystery is the mystery of the glory of God, according as it is written. Now we know that we have the Holy Spirit who is guiding us through the word of his glory. by the Holy Spirit, we understand the Word of God. For God and His Word are one and the same. And the Holy Spirit is also the same glory of God. We know that. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the holy glory. He's the Spirit of God. All these words are in Him. They have their source, origin, from the Spirit of God, also called the glory of God. And so, what are we seeing? Everything is purposed in Christ. Everything created through Christ. Everything is in Christ. Who is Christ? The glory of God. The same image of God. As He is, so is the Son of God. The same glory. God begat Himself and called His divine duplicate, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is also the divine duplicate of the Father of glory and is given to the Son of God, who is also the first divine duplicate of the Ancient of Days, also called the Father of glory. And so again, we see a great key. Please, let's open to Colossians chapter 1. Are we there? Please, let's read from verse 25 to 29 together, and we'll see again the mystery spoken of. Please, let's go. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. Amen. See a great key from verse 25 to fulfill the word of God, His minister of the word of God. And then the word of God is linked in verse 26, it is called even the mystery which had been hid. The understanding of the word of God is by God. In other words, the understanding of the things of the kingdom of God is of God, and He reveals His word, the word of His kingdom, to you and I. The word of the kingdom of God. God is the kingdom, the word of God. God is the kingdom of Himself. And so, even the mystery which had been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to His saints. How? The Holy Spirit in us and in our midst, revealing the word of God, making us to understand and know God and His word. Verse 27 says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have the kingdom on the inside of us. And the words we are looking through, they are the words of the kingdom of God. We have the glory of God, the glory of God. God is the kingdom of Himself, and His word is the word of His kingdom. And so again, we see this. Verse 28 says, whom we preach. Please underline that. Whom we preach. God and His word are one and the same. Godliness is being preached. We are learning of God, who is the kingdom of Himself. The kingdom of God is spirit. For God is what? Spirit. And so again, we see the great key. We have to understand some basic things. Please, let's open to Hebrews chapter 11, we have to understand that the glorious seed or the glorious word created everything visible and invisible. Everything we see, including you and I, we came out and we are from God. Everything we see and we don't see came from the person of God. As he speaks, everything he spoke forth. So you can see God is the power, the kingdom of himself. God does all things in his kingdom. And when we understand this, we will be able to benefit from God. For we will realize that the word of God is the word of his kingdom, and it is the word of his glory. The glory and the word of God, they are one and the same. God does as he speaks, so does he. So God is the kingdom of himself. Please let's read Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1 to 3 together. Please let's go. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. See a great key, verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Is not that God had sand and then from that little sand he created the earth. No. He just said, let there be light. Let there be sand. I mean, the earth. Let there be moon and stars. He spoke everything out of himself. If you read the whole of Genesis chapter 1, he spoke out everything. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 10 again and we'll see. As he utters speech, everything, water was flowing from him, and out of those waters, things started happening. He was flowing forth himself from within himself. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12 and 13 together. You will see it is linked with how he made everything. Please let's go. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasuries. So we see as he speaks, waters flowing forth is linked with how he created the heavens and the earth. Let's open to Psalm 33. You will see again he speaks of creation of all things, including you and I. By his word, he brought forth things. Let's look at verse 4. Psalm 33, verse 4. Please let's go. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Let's go again. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Let's drop down to verse 6 to 9. Please let's go. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Amen. And so again, we see how the glorious seed, the glory and the spoken word together, the seed and the glory of God. But what you and I have to understand is that the seed came forth. The word of God spoken by the glory, spoken by God himself, from within himself. Let's open to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Let's see the word of glory at work. And I will encourage all of us to read the whole chapter, but let's look at verses 1 to 4 for us to understand how God does things, so that we will know that God is the kingdom of himself. God created things from nothing. So God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will create help for you from nothing. You don't have to see anything move positively before you think God is doing something or has done something or has helped you. You have to understand God is the kingdom. God is the kingdom of himself. The kingdom of God is God himself. That is the reason why he gave himself as God the Son. He gave us Jesus, who is same glory. And that's why the scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. Please let's read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 4 together. Please let's go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. See a key. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Nothing. Nothing. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. See a key? The waters from God as he speaks. As he uttereth speech, waters flow forth from him. He's been speaking before he made the heavens and the earth. You have to understand that. And so, as usual, God spake and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light, it was good. So, you can see, this is the word of glory. The word of glory. The seed and the person of the seed. The owner of the kingdom. His words fills him. And so we have to understand that God created all things and everything is from God. And we also have to understand that we have the glory of God on the inside of us, and God works in us himself. We have the glory of God. Have you believed Christ? You have the kingdom. God is the kingdom of himself, and so God works in us himself. God is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Isn't it? And then he that started a good work in us, he is faithful to complete it and bring it to his own expected end. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 and Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. And we also have to understand God gives us all things, including his power, because God is the kingdom of himself. Everything is from God. So your help and my help and my sustenance, your own sustenance, is from the glory of God. The word of God is of God and is from God. Everything of God, he is the source of it. No one gave him power. No one created God. God is the creator, the number one, the supreme being. Please let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. God gives us all things, including his power. Everything of himself is from the glory, is from the person of himself. All these we have to understand. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Please let's go. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory, Christ Jesus. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Christ in us, our hope of glory. See a key. And that glory speaks. The words that glory speaks is according as it is written. The word of God, the seed. The seed. God and his word are one and the same. Please let's drop down to verse 13. Please let's go. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, because the glory is on the inside of you and I. As that glory speaks, fire, fiery streams flow forth from him. All these we have to understand. Remember, the word of God, the word of God, the word of the glory is life and health. It is life to our spirit and health to our flesh and bones. The word of God is the word of blessing. God and his word are what? One and the same. The word of God is the word of the kingdom of God. God is the kingdom of himself. And so you have to understand your position, you and God. You have to know. Now, let's look at our position with God. You and God. And remember, God is the kingdom of himself. Please let's open to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. You have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. The word of God says, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you have Christ, the glory, the Son of God given to us. The kingdom of God is in us. The day we accepted Christ, the kingdom of God is in you and I. So don't go looking about for the kingdom of God. You already have him on the inside of you. Please let's look at Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Jesus himself, in his days in the earthen vessel, spoke this to you and I. Very clear. We have to understand. So don't go about thinking you are nothing. No, you belong to God's kingdom. You are in God's kingdom. In him we live and move and have our being. Luke 17, verse 21. Please let's go. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Please underline that. The kingdom of God is what? Within you. So God, who is in you, is the kingdom. We already have the kingdom. God is the kingdom. Everything of the kingdom is available to us in God, who is on the inside of you and I. God is the kingdom. Please let's open to Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The confirmation, greater one is in us. The kingdom is in us. God is the kingdom. God is the kingdom of himself. He's the owner. He's the one who is the kingdom. The kingdom is he himself. He is the power of himself. He is the power, he is the word of his kingdom. Anything of God is by God and through God and in God. Romans 14, verse 14, verse 17, sorry. Romans 14, verse 17. Please let's go. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Please underline that. Another name for the glory of God is the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Is the Spirit of God. Everything is of God. Life is in God. Life is of God. Life is through God. And life is by God. Power is in God and of God and through God and by God. And so again, we see the divine things is what is in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you and I. And so you can see a great key. The kingdom. God is the kingdom. He is on the inside of you and I. And then let's open to Acts 17. We will see there that we are also in the kingdom. Yes, the kingdom is in us, but also we are in the kingdom. Now, let me use an illustration. You know this building that we are in. Take it as, you know, this building is God himself. And you and I were inside the building. So the building, let's pattern it to it being God. And then all of us now hearing the word of God, we are in the building, meaning we are what? We are in God. And yet, the building is in us. God is in us. Remember, with God, all things are what? Are possible. Possible for God to dwell on the inside of us and for us to also be in him. That's why there's only one God. Please let's read Acts 17 verse 28. Please let's go. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. So you can see, we are in him, and also he's in us. Please let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. You see, all this is to help us as we continue to go over the word of God. We will start to understand, and then these things, the Holy Spirit by grace will enable them to be one with our heart. We'll be living according as we know him. We will be living on the face of the earth that we are in the world, but not of the world. See a key? We are in the world, in the physical, but not of the world. For we belong to God's kingdom, and the kingdom of God is in us. And we are in his kingdom. And we will start to live as sons of God on the face of the earth. We will start to enjoy the benefit of the kingdom because we are knowing who we are and our position. And we are really knowing where our help comes from. And our help is dwelling on the inside of us, and we are dwelling in him. Please let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. Please let's go. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So now we see a key. We are the temple of God, and yet He is our temple. We are the temple of God, and yet He is our temple. Let's read Revelation chapter 21. And we will see it there that He is the temple of you and I. Revelation 21 verse 22. Please let's go. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Amen. So you see, we are in Him and He is in us. Please let's flip forward to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 and we will see again. So He's in us, we're in Him. Also, we are one with the kingdom. You have to understand, in Him we live and move and have our being. In Him, God is the kingdom of Himself. We have to understand, in Him we live and move and have our being. Our very existence is of God. But we have to look into the scriptures to start to believe it. And as we continue to look into the scriptures daily, over the years, all these things will become part of us. We will start to think as He thinks. We will start to think and, understand and live as we're always in God. God is in us. We are one with Him. He will always help us. He says He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. We will start to understand that God's help is limitless. If it is possible for Him to create new things for us, He will do it. He is the kingdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please let's zero down to verse 17. Please let's go. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us. We are one. He joins us. We are one. We are in the kingdom already. We give God all the glory. And the new born again spirit is of God, created in God's own righteousness. So we are seeing great keys. Please let's drop down to verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. See a key. You belong to God. In Him we live and move and have our being. We need to keep going over these things so that we will understand. And then they become what we live by. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let these thoughts, the word of God, fill our thoughts, fill our hearts, and we'll start to live as He wants us to live by. Please let's look at John 17. So we are one with Him. We are in His kingdom. So we are the kingdom of God, really. Because we are one with Him. Everything in God's kingdom belongs to us. We have to understand these things. John 17 verses 21 to 28. Sorry. To 23. Okay, let's go. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. See a key. We have the glory, the kingdom. The kingdom is right on the inside of us. And we also have the word of the kingdom. That is a key. You have the glory. If you are not looking into the word of the kingdom, you won't enjoy the benefit of the glorious kingdom on the inside of you and I. God and his word are one and the same. The Holy Spirit is in us and upon us. He says he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. But if you want to enjoy the things of God, if you want the help of God, the benefit of the kingdom of God, the word of God and the kingdom of God are one and the same. We can't do without the word of God. To know the truth, 'tis the truth you know that will set you free and keep you free from the world round about you. It is the word of the kingdom that we live by to enjoy the things of the kingdom and to remain in the kingdom. Please let's open to 1 John chapter 2 verse 27. This is how we remain the word of God. If we want to benefit from God. God is the kingdom of himself. The word of God is very important. God and his word are one and the same. We can't do without the word of God if we want the glory on the inside of us to help us, to sustain us, to keep us, to lead us, to guide us, to protect us on the face of the earth, to manifest the benefit of the kingdom. The word and the spirit of God, they are one. They go hand in hand. The word of God is from God. It has its source in the person of the glory of God. 1 John chapter 2 verse 27, please let's go. But the anointing which you have received of him abided in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. See that? Through the word of God, we remain, and we live, and we dwell, and we enjoy the things of the kingdom. In him we live and move and have our being. The person has the word of himself. The kingdom of God is right on the inside of us. God and his word are one and the same. And he, in that kingdom, dwelling on the inside of us, is all the things of the kingdom. Please let's open to Psalm 23. So now we understand what David understood. We are dwelling in him. He's the temple. He's dwelling on the inside of us. In the temple, God that we are dwelling in is all the good things. Now we understand why the psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In him we live and move and have our being. And the same psalmist said in Psalm 27 that he would rather be what? In the house of God than elsewhere. He understood. He understood that we are already in our own time and dispensation dwelling in God, and God is dwelling on the inside of us. and that in God is all the things of the kingdom. God had prepared a table of blessing. We have to understand, right from the entrance of the tabernacle of Moses, the Levites had access to eat of the things of the altar. The things of the altar of burnt offering. And then even the bread from the holy place, they have access. And we are the kings and the Levites of God. We are dwelling in God's temple. We are dwelling in God. And he is dwelling on the inside of you and I. Now we understand, through the word of God, we always remain in God, who is our temple. As we look into the word of life daily, we always remain in him. We always dwell in him. We always have the things of God, for God is the temple. And in the temple you have good things. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. So in the temple there are good things. In God, interpreted as in God, we have everything that pertains to life and godliness. But we have to understand the word of the temple. God is the kingdom of himself. God does not need anything to do anything. All he needs is your faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to understand that the kingdom is on the inside of us. And we are already dwelling in the kingdom. And the kingdom is God. We are dwelling in God. God is on the inside of us. And in that kingdom is all the good things. All the good things. All the good things. So we have to understand, we are inside of God, who is the temple or the tabernacle. And we have to remain and enjoy the kingdom in God. How? The word of God. Dwelling in God on the face of the earth by him who is the word of himself. That is the key. And I tell you, we will receive help, even our generations yet unborn will receive help. Amen. Amen. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we want to say thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. That we will live on the face of the earth as sons of the kingdom. We are sons of God. God is the kingdom. You are on the inside of us, and we are dwelling in you. You have prepared before us the things of the kingdom, which you want us to partake daily. For daily you load us with your benefit, your mercy is upon us, we are the works of your hands. Daily you load us with your benefit of the kingdom. You will not withhold any good thing from us, Lord. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that with you all things are possible. If possible, you will create things for us anew, Lord. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you all the glory. In every situation, Lord, no matter what, at most you will create new things for us. We know. And we give you all the glory. For Lord, your right hand of righteousness is upon us. Lord, we thank you as we all continue to look into your word, that all these thoughts, the thoughts of you, you as the kingdom dwelling on the inside of us, and we are living in you, who is the kingdom, we fill our hearts and will encourage us to live boldly on the face of the earth, knowing you're always there for us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory, and we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for lifted heads, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strengthening every feeble knee, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are the rejoicing of every heart in this place, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for courage, for boldness, for a renewness of heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord of Lords, that you are our confidence, Lord. Lord, we look to you. Thank you, Lord, that we will not lack any good thing, Lord, for you are in us and upon us and with us, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for sending help to all your children on the face of the earth, Lord. Lord, we thank you for every household in this church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the brothers and sisters that are absent in this place. Thank you as you touch their lives, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, as you encourage their hearts, Lord. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, thank you, as you encourage every household in this church, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We acknowledge your goodness, your mercy in the land of the living. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that in you we live and move and have our being. We are your offspring, Lord, and we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.